Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about expectations, and I was talking with someone dear to my heart recently, and they mentioned that they didn't have high expectations for people being good. And that really wasn't the words that they used, but that was kind of the implication. Whereas I tend to meet people and expect that they're going to be good, and I'm always surprised if they turn out not to be good. And so when I meet people, I meet them with the understanding that they are, you know, that they have the same abilities that I do to be kind, courteous, and understanding. And so I treat people in that manner until they show me that I cannot trust them in that way. And I think that when I look at the dichotomy of those two ways of viewing the world, you know, it makes me wonder, because the person who thinks the opposite of me always seems to have this enormous heart that's bigger than mine. And it made me wonder, am I maybe not living with a more joyful heart because I've been more disappointed? And so I kind of kept my ears to the ground, as they used to say, and looked at my interactions for the weekend, because I wanted to kind of think it through a little bit deeper, because, you know, like I said, I just expect people to be good. And I'm not going to change the fact that I expect people to be good, but I do believe I'm going to be less disappointed when I see that they are not exactly who I thought they were. And it's not that I don't trust people. It's that I am starting to see a little clearer how people work for their intentions, and less for yours, which is interesting, because I tend to work from a neutral ground so that everybody benefits when I'm talking, when I'm doing something, and that's just always the way that I've lived. Kind of, I guess, occasionally will make me seem a little bit like I'm a Pollyanna, but that's just me. But it's interesting, because I also had a conversation, I want to say, about 3 days ago with someone else who was hoping that someone would become better. I've come to understand that people are just who they are, and they're not going to change unless they see that there's a benefit for them to change. And so, you know, you can love someone and they not have the same desire or capacity or understanding of love that you have, and therefore their response is not reciprocating the quality that you put into the relationship, the friendship, or the interaction. And so my key, when I see that, is to pull back, recenter myself, and still offer my hand and help them in ways that I can, but I also protect my own interests, I protect my heart, and I understand where they're coming from. And so it's kind of interesting. It's like when you are dealing with teenagers. I remember quite a few people in my family that were going through things as they were teenagers, as I look back on it now, and I go, aha, that's the teenage brain. And so, you know, once you identify what's going on, you can pull yourself back, love the person from a distance, and protect yourself. Right. And so sometimes as a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or whatever the situation is, you have to do that. You have to continue to love them, support them, respect them, and lift them up in honor and do as much as you can for them. But just realize that at that time and space, that their mind is not perceiving the need to be as supportive or as connected, because they can still love you, but just not be able to connect. So my thought was, you know, I still think it's important to meet people with the expectation that they will meet you with the same love and kindness that you meet them. That's not going to change for me. But I am going to keep my eyes open a little more, or my ear to the ground a little more, and really assess how the people I am loving, assisting, and interacting with, how they are interacting with me in return. And so I've watched this in different dynamics of relationships for 20 years or more, and I'm sitting there going, I know that that's your friend, air quote, but it just doesn't seem like they're being as friendly to you as you are to them. And you know, that works for some people. I don't think it's fair, and I really don't even think it's a relationship. I guess it's a relationship, but it reminds me of the little like creatures who suck onto the bottom of the shark, and they don't really do anything for the shark. I mean, they might eat some of the algae and stuff, but more than anything, they're actually just pulling nutrients or whatever else they're doing from that shark. And that's the way I think people who always take but don't give, that's what I think of them. And I prefer a symbiotic relationship. That's just me. You know, and so as I thought about that, I was thinking, you know, hey, stay in your lane, not your circus, not your monkey. But I just kept seeing it. And so I finally just said, you know, I really try not to say anything, but your friend is never there for you in the way you are for them. And that, and by all means, that's your choice. But I know that in my past, I've seen that too. And it was very hard for me to watch, someone that I felt was being used. And it's still hard. I think since I've gotten, you know, 30 years older, I recognize it differently. Some people are okay with, you know, loving somebody more than that person loves them, and supporting somebody more than that person will support them. And that's fine, you know. And it's interesting when you look at the dynamics of people around you, and some of them are just, you know, they're like these diamonds in the rough, and you don't even see them because they never toot their own horn. And then you got other people who are, I guess they would call IG famous, maybe in that realm in their own mind, and they almost feel like they can't be bothered, right? And so what I want to say to you is, if your heart is like my heart, and you're just giving, giving, giving all the time, continue to do what's in your heart, but also protect yourself. You know, because I think it's important to be able to live with a smile on your face and not with a hole in your heart, right? And there was this book that I listened to by T.D. Jakes, and I'll have to find the name for you. And he said something that was so profound. He talked about how we sometimes call people friends who are not friends. And he mentioned that there were several, I don't know if it was six or seven different types of relationships. And one of them was constituent. And that one stuck with me because I believe he said they are the ones who are always there with you, and you think they're on your side, but they're only there as long as you both are going after the same goal. Kind of like in politics, right? Where, you know, you see the candidate go into the churches during the holiday season and for his, you know, to get his votes. But you don't see him any more than that. And there's kind of an understanding like that. But I think sometimes in friendships, we don't understand that that person is not truly our friend. They are a constituent. Now, the other one I think he remembered was a confidant. And that one to me was really interesting because he said, you know, and only the way that T.D. Jakes can say that, you know, we sometimes give up information to people who are not our confidants, right? But we think they are because we classify them as friends. And I wish I could remember all of the ways he classified people. But as I listened to him read that book, I just had so many aha moments and kind of like, wow, that is the truth. That is totally the truth. So I'm going to find that name of that book and we're going to put it into the show notes for you, because let me tell you, it really was an education for me. And it's not so much his usual, you know, spiritual talk in this particular section. It's more so just, you know, someone of intuitive sage advice, just enlightening you. And so, you know, if you're looking for a good book, especially with, you know, right now we have a lot more time on our hands, you might want to check it out. So I'm going to find the name, put it there. But I also want to caution you so that you, you know, look at your life as you walk through your day and, you know, look at how you interact with the ones you love and see how they're interacting with you. Make sure that you are protecting your heart and you're not being sad. You know, it hurts to love someone and to see them continually be not necessarily mistreated, but discounted as if they don't have the same value as someone else. And I think that that happens the most in what they call narcissistic relationships. And we're going to talk about that in another conversation, but I just wanted to touch bases and give you a little bit to think about today, because you are worthy of the same love, respect, and energy you give to the world. And it's okay to say that you know, need somebody to respect you in the same way. And in fact, if you don't, you can't complain if they don't respect you, love you, and support you in the same way. So I'm going to wish you well. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Until we speak again, protect your heart and have a great day. Goodbye.